is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 5th of April, 2013. It's the birthday of Thomas Hobbes, Westport, Wiltshire, England, 1588, who witnessed a chaotic time in English politics, two civil wars, the execution of the king. He wrote his most famous book, Leviathan, in the midst of it, in which he argues that people need a strong central authority to keep them from collapsing into war and chaos, a world with no arts, no letters, no society, and which is, worst of all, continual fear and danger of violent death, and the life of man solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. He believed that because we don't share the same ideas about what's right and wrong, we need a sovereign to enforce a set of laws. It's the birthday of the poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, London, 1837, born to the aristocracy, so he never had to work for a living, which gave him the freedom to be outrageous. He had wild red hair, he drank to excess, he screamed his poetry aloud while he was skipping around the room, and he wandered around Oxford at night screaming blasphemies, wrote poems about sex and sadomasochism and vampires, which shocked the Victorians and which nobody has read ever since. It's the birthday of the father of antiseptic medicine, Joseph Lister, born in Upton, England, 1827. He was a surgeon at the Glasgow Royal Infirmary, where about half of all patients in surgery died later of what was called ward fever. The prevailing theory of infection was that it was caused by miasma, or bad air. But Lister thought that infection might be caused by an invisible dust like pollen, so he experimented with using carbolic acid to clean wounds, and he required his surgeons to wash their hands before and after surgery, which was completely new at the time, and the mortality rate in his ward dropped to 15%, and a couple years later, down to 5%. And it's the birthday of Robert Bloch, born in Chicago, 1917, the novelist who created the psychopathic killer Norman Bates in his novel Psycho, which Alfred Hitchcock made into a famous movie. Robert Bloch, who liked to use comedy in his stories, he said, "Comedy and horror are opposite sides of the same coin. I have the heart of a child. I keep it in a jar on my shelf." Here's a poem for today by Louise Glick, Primavera. Spring comes quickly. Overnight, the plum tree blossoms. The warm air fills with bird calls. In the plowed dirt, someone has drawn a picture of the sun with rays coming out all around. But because the background is dirt, the sun is black. There is no signature. Alas, very soon, everything will disappear. The bird calls, the delicate blossoms. In the end, even the earth itself will follow the artist's name into oblivion. Nevertheless, the artist intends a mood of celebration. How beautiful the blossoms are, emblems of the resilience of life. The birds approach eagerly. Primavera, a poem by Louise Glick from her poems 1962 to 2012, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.